This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And we begin with that mass shooting in Crown Heights over the weekend. The city is quick to clarify the narrative. New York is not run amok with crime. The crime rates are way down, and this was not a random shooting at a club, but apparently some kind of personal beef between men, which went totally off the rails. And in the wake of it all, 42 shots rang out and three people, including two of the alleged shooters, lay dead. 1010 Winds reporter Christy Kalishan has our story to lead the broadcast on this Monday.
Two of the three killed in the shooting at Taste of the City early Sunday morning were some of the gunmen themselves, says NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Jamel Childs, age 35, and Martin St. Louis, age 19.
27-year-old Amadou Diallo was also killed. The city's rolling out its mass shooting plan to prevent retaliatory shootings. This was believed to be gang-related.
Mr. Childs has eight prior arrests and is listed in our criminal group database as a member of Folk Nation, a violent gang that terrorizes Brooklyn.
Two more victims injured by the gunfire were treated at Kings County and Methodist hospitals. Both are expected to be okay. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And the NYPD is still searching for the two other men who were involved in that shooting. A 36-year-old guy critically injured after getting struck by lightning yesterday on a golf course in Florham Park. This happened about 6 last night at the Pinch Brook Golf Course. After the lightning strike, they say several bystanders performed life-saving techniques. Said the poor guy lost consciousness and stopped breathing. First responders showed up and performed CPR and took him off to the hospital. Officials say it helped that one of the bystanders happened to be a veteran Florham Park first aid squad member and a retired sheriff's captain as well. They haven't updated his condition, but as far as we know, he's still hanging in there, everybody. Down at the MTA, well, finally, there's an approval for the tunnel boring on Phase 2 of the 2nd Avenue subway project, a project that'll extend to the Q train from 96 over to 12, giving new transit access to East Harlem. Governor Hochul announced it today, saying a future 125th Street station is in the cars as well, in connection with this same project. Been talked about for years, as you know. She says this will return some cred to the MTA for getting stuff done and truly helping New Yorkers where they need it the most.
There have been barriers to people having access to the better-paying jobs elsewhere, and it's such a long commute for individuals, and you know, whether it's getting to school or doctor's appointment or a better-paying job, and so we wanted to make sure that we could show that we could cut through the bureaucracy and all the red tape. It also took significant funding.
Yeah, she says under this contract, crews will save the MTA $500 million in a cost containment measure by outfitting the tunnel to accommodate future stations on 116th and 125th Street. Washington Heights now, and they don't know why he allegedly fired at an off-duty cop, and we'll never know because the cop fired back and it killed him.
See, these two guys on separate mopeds pulling up to this off-duty cop. One of them asks, hey, do you know a certain person's name? Within seconds, pulling out a handgun. That off-duty cop grabbing his own weapon and firing several times. Alberto Gonzalez lives right where this happened, West 173rd.
I see a guy calling the police. with a gun in his hands.
What's it like on the street here normally?
It's usually normal, like, no crime.
Did you know it was gunfire as soon as you heard it?
I mean, yeah. I know how they sound.
The off-duty cop getting help from a precinct right around the corner. As for the 30-year-old suspect, he died at Harlem Hospital. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Washington Heights.
Yeah, the second guy on a moped drove away. They haven't found him yet. The investigation continues. Also today, a follow-up to that shooting in Midtown, which left a young officer dead. As we mentioned, Darrell Islam and his wife Jamila were expecting at the time of his death at that building on Park Avenue, which left two others dead as well. Remember that? Well, Jamila gave birth to a little boy, and the mother and child doing quite well. Mayor Adams here.
She gave birth to a beautiful young child, and we want to continue to let them know God works in mysterious ways, as Bishop Brown would tell us. And as mayor, I want to assure the detective and his family that we're going to continue to be there for them. They are our family.
Yeah, the couple already had two young boys and were just shy of delivering a third when the shooting happened on Park Avenue on July 28th. A GoFundMe was started by the Queens Chamber of Commerce to support Detective Islam's family. It's Open Fan Week in Queens. Everybody's free to go out and fan themselves. No, this is Open Fan Week at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. It's a three-week event that allows tennis fans to watch the qualifying tournaments and open practices. And these aren't B or C list athletes, folks. Some of the world's top athletes are playing in these qualifiers. We're talking Novak, folks like that. They got Lococo playing on Thursday, along with Andy Roddick, Andre Agassi. Nicole Cancom, the managing director out there, says there is no other sporting event that gives fans this type of access. They're doing the mixed doubles tomorrow and Wednesday, I think. There's even a silent disco and a block party happy hour throughout the week. Starts up at 5 o'clock. Have fun, everybody. The mayor and the police commissioner expanded the Q teams today, the NYPD's quality of life unit, that is, which focuses on tackling the daily issues that got on your last nerves. Folks smoking on the stoop, folks playing loud music in the middle of the night, people double park, you know, New Yorker stuff. The latest focus is on Staten Island. Commissioner Tisch says it's all about the quality of life.
It's a borough where people take pride in preserving the character of their community and where keeping streets safe and clean is not just expected, it is personal. That's why quality of life matters just as much as crime rates.
Mayor Adams says this anything goes culture is done. They are cracking down on outdoor drug use, noise complaints, illegal mopeds, abandoned cars, people buying white shoes, knowing full well Labor Day is just 2 weeks away. It's just crazy out here in these streets.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.